Friends and brother pioneers, we are assembled here today to pay a tribute of love and respect to the memory of our departed brothers. As pioneers, they bore the trials of pioneer life and fought us battles without complaint, and as a just reward have been called by the Father of us all to the great beyond to take up life everlasting in the grand igloo of heaven. During this hour of in memoriam, let our thoughts be as generous and pure as the air which gives us life. Let our charity be at its greatest, our grievances be forgotten, that we may be the better in mind and heart, and as we go forth after this hour of sweet communion with our dead. The chaplain will offer prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Thou who art life everlasting, we come unto Thee today with prayer and adoration, whether enduring privations and hardships or enjoying prosperity and wealth, we need Thy guidance and merciful love. We pray Thee to bestow Thy gracious love and blessing upon our Brotherhood of Alaska Pioneers and those friends who meet with us here today. Gracious Father, in Thy blessed wisdom, Thou hast summoned unto Thy heavenly igloo many a dear friend and brother from our midst during the past few years. Many a chair is vacant in our igloo. Many a home is dreary and desolate for the absence of our departed brothers today. Yet amid our sorrow and distress, we repeat with reverence, Heavenly Father, Thy will be done. Teach us, O God, Thy infinite wisdom, so that we may leave behind us deeds of kindness and brotherly love when the final message reaches us, calling us to our Father's home. For Thine is the power and the glory of love everlasting. Amen. Vice President, what is our duty today?
We gather to pay tribute to those brothers and sisters of this order who passed on the grand igloo of heaven. And in this hour, we pause to remember that during their life and in our midst, they gave to our order their enthusiasm and tireless energy. We have forgotten their faults, their virtues and kindly acts we hold in everlasting memory. We remember them now as we know them in life, believing in and holding loyally to the principles of fair dealing and justice to all mankind. Thus, in this hour of in memoriam, we wish to extend to those who have lost the guiding light and affection of our departed brothers and sisters, the helping hand and consoling affection of the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska.
Secretary, you will call the roll call of our honored dead. Igloo number one, Nome. Richard J. Granville.
Absent.
Nancy Kowalski.
Absent.
Binks Seifert.
Absent.
Auxiliary number one, Loretta Walkham.
Absent.
Carrie McLean.
Absent.
Betty Doyle.
Absent.
Igloo number four, Fairbanks. Harry Avakoff.
Absent.
Ebbie Davis.
Absent.
Gus Utilla.
Absent.
Dennis Coyle.
Absent.
Ray Langlo.
Absent.
Keith Harkness.
Absent.
George Preston.
Absent.
Alfred Getty.
Absent.
Cornelius Sherman.
Absent.
Pat McCafferty.
Absent.
Andrew Stancer.
Absent.
Andy Nyland.
Absent.
Jens Wilson.
Absent.
Robert Morhammer.
Absent.
George Gilbertson.
Absent.
Earl Hurst.
Absent.
George Huffrick.
Absent.
Jim Crowder.
Absent.
Harold Hutchison.
Absent.
Earl E. Bud Borland.
Absent.
Alwyn H. Humphries.
Absent.
Nick White.
Absent.
George Bentley.
Absent.
A.E. Ted Brown.
Absent.
Auxiliary H. Cribbins. Anna Alida Carlson.
Absent.
Mary Bojanich. Mariel Wilbur.
Absent.
Fern Sleens.
Absent.
Leona Marsh.
Absent.
Muriel Anderson.
Absent.
Heavy. Jenny Tilly Collins.
Absent.
Marie Langlow.
Absent.
Linda Hassel.
Absent.
Ann Eileen McHewitt.
Absent.
Laura Nash.
Absent.
Elda Jo Townsend.
Absent.
Fairbanks Pioneer Home. Frank Jones.
Absent.
Baxtiota Batani.
Absent.
David Bumps Turnbarge.
Absent.
Harold Bestoff.
Absent.
Matthew Frosby.
Absent.
Echo number 6, Juno. Byron H. Mannery.
Absent.
Carl L. Tenford.
Absent.
Clarence Matson.
Absent.
Kenneth Jones.
Absent.
Rado Pekovich.
Absent.
Marshall Irwin.
Absent.
Ivor Arneson.
Absent.
Fred Alexander.
Absent.
Kalia Albagoff.
Absent.
Harry K. Hallock.
Absent.
Claude E. Al Becker.
Absent.
Auxiliary 6, Juno. Loa Hill.
Absent.
Nadja Triplett.
Absent.
Bonnie Randall.
Absent.
Janice McFadden.
Absent.
Gertrude Bogan.
Absent.
Bessie Fossum.
Absent.
Jean Renshaw.
Absent.
Esther O. Laughlin.
Absent.
Igu number 9, Seward. James E. Webb.
Absent.
Erwin L. Metcalf.
Absent.
George Bishop.
Absent.
Herbert A. Smith.
Absent.
Marion Mooter.
Absent.
Richard L. Peterson.
Absent.
Auxiliary 9. Wilma Shelhorn Estes.
Absent.
Auxiliary 4, Anchorage. Winifred Fay.
Absent.
Evelyn Awe.
Absent.
May Dishaw.
Absent.
Elaine Ward.
Absent.
Naomi Hurd.
Absent.
Jesse Parsons.
Absent.
Tyra Taylor.
Absent.
Mary Sakula.
Absent.
Marie A. Carr.
Absent.
Helma Sario.
Absent.
Peggy Lesh.
Absent.
Elma Olson.
Absent.
Lily Berry.
Absent.
Jeanette Mumford.
Absent.
Mary Johnson.
Absent.
Igloo 15. Anchorage. Charles Parker.
Absent.
Paul Edwin Johansson.
Absent.
Chester E. Peterson.
Absent.
Louis E. Kozasek.
Absent.
Carl Nevenheim.
Absent.
Steve Ward.
Absent.
Albert Henry Dyer.
Absent.
Charles L. Cadwallader.
Absent.
Igloo number 16, K. Ketchikan. Siebert Silverton.
Absent.
Louis Salazar.
Absent.
Charles Mitchell.
Absent.
Charles M. Jensen.
Absent.
John Casperson.
Absent.
Dick Sanchez.
Absent.
E. Verl Collar.
Absent.
Larry Bird.
Absent.
Auxiliary 7, Ketchikan. Joanna Hendrickson.
Absent.
Igloo number 19, Cordova. Harris Mailers.
Absent.
Enoch Lean.
Absent.
Eric Erickson.
Absent.
Wallace Johnson.
Absent.
George Grant.
Absent.
Siebert Ronquist.
Absent.
Forrest Bush.
Absent.
Belton Goodrich.
Absent.
James Nicolet.
Absent.
William Urquhart.
Absent.
Auxiliary number 5, Cordova. Beverly Peterson.
Absent.
Pearl LeFevre.
Absent.
Igloo 21, Wrangell. Justo Hernandez.
Absent.
Hernandez. Wayno A. Sepinen.
Absent.
Ole Shorns.
Absent.
Llewellyn M. Williams.
Absent.
Igloo 22, Sitka. Russell Cuthrow.
Absent.
Greg Stromey.
Absent.
Frank K. Bergdahl.
Absent.
Frank Roman.
Absent.
Auxiliary 12, Sitka. Lorraine Tendell.
Absent.
Igloo 26, Petersburg. Oscar Arness.
Absent.
Ben Sutphen.
Absent.
Auxiliary 10, Petersburg. Helen Brennan.
Absent.
Vera Donahue.
Absent.
Igloo number 28, Dillingham. Emil P. Sorensen.
Absent.
Igloo 31, Palmer. Francis S. Lee.
Absent.
Eric Holmback.
Absent.
Auxiliary 11, Palmer. Margaret Snodgrass.
Absent.
Palmer Pioneer Home.
Yes.
Fred Walker.
Absent.
Clifford McAdams.
Absent.
Robert Dahl.
Absent.
Elmo Kaiser.
Absent.
William Dobler.
Absent.
Paul Mack.
Absent.
Alvina Schultz.
Absent.
Carla Duff.
Absent.
I call the names of those once familiar in daily intercourse. We listen patiently, but no response comes back. I spoke each name, and in their stead, the sergeant at arms answered, absent. Historian, what is your privilege? Originally used to designate those soldiers that went ahead of the main army to prepare the road. It is our privilege to prepare the way for the advancing armies of civilization and to gather the relics and the early history of Alaska and preserve them for the benefit of our people today. The names and history of our departed brothers and sisters have been preserved, and it is a matter of record that they worked earnestly and unselfishly for the betterment of conditions in this, our land of the midnight sun. Pioneers, have we paid a fitting tribute to the memory of our departed brothers?
Yes.
The chaplain will offer prayer. Gracious Father, we thank Thee for the love and care Thou hast bestowed on us in the past. We thank Thee for Thy merciful love in lessening the suffering of those dear ones of our departed brothers. We thank Thee and ask Thy blessing for this gathering of friends and pioneers who are endeavoring to promulgate the principles of pure friendship and brotherly love. May this memorial make us appreciate our God-given mission and live up to the noble idea of our great brotherhood of man. Amen.
Will the officers take their stations? Credentials Committee? Have they got in your report the amount present, the amount by proxy, the amount of grant officers? You got the amount of delegates present? The number of delegates present?
The number of delegates, 192. President
this time read the roll call of delegates present.
England number 1 knows, President, E.C. Scruggs.
Would you answer, President?
Yes, they're here.
Delegate at large, Alan G. Doyle. Delegate James M. McLean. John M. Bowling.
Here.
Tom Martin, proxy James McLean. William Laws. Robert Schultz. Auxiliary number 1, no. President Ruth McLean.
Here.
Delegate at large, Grace Edwards.
Here.
Delegate Mildred Straw.
Here.
Eagle number 4, Fairbanks. President Earl Whiteland. Delegate at large, Jenny Green.
Here.
Forbes Baker.
Here.
Henry Brockman.
Here.
Carl Carlson.
Here.
Dr. Dinkle. John Mary Proxy.
Here.
Paul Bradley Sr.
Here.
Don Mary.
Here.
Robert Hicks. Joe Kager.
Here.
John Kirchner. John W. Pearson Proxy.
Here.
Jack Ellie Link.
Here.
Frank Link.
Here.
Andrew Roberts.
Here.
Gordon Mitchell.
Here.
Leslie Nerland.
Here.
William O'Leary.
Here.
Carl Parker.
Here.
Lloyd Clark Hyde.
Yeah.
Sig Gold.
Yeah.
Martin Sager, John Harry Proxy. Bruce Thomas.
Here.
McGill Thomas. Thompson. Frank Young. Don Yerkovich.
Here.
Paul Shannon.
Here.
John Searle. Airbound Auxiliary number 8, President Angela Gary.
Yeah.
Delegate at large, last minute.
Here.
Christine Waddell.
Here.
Elizabeth Hayford.
Here.
Betsy Sharp.
Here.
Charlie James.
Here.
Hazel Hall.
Here.
Nina Fitz. Betty Hudson.
Here.
Isabel Richards. Eddie Jarrah. Bruce Jones Proxy. Ruth Turnbull. Claire Rush.
Here.
Lionel Hinkle. Carol Thomas.
Here.
Eve Mitchell.
Here.
Ruby Eagle Number 5, Clarence Taylor, President. Juno Eagle Number 6, Clifford Schwab, President. Delegate Large Jack Popejoy.
Here.
Anna Patello.
Here.
Thomas Rudolph. William McElroy. Albert Bergen.
Here.
Trevor Davis.
Here.
Louis Barella.
Here.
Robert Collins.
Here.
Edmund Krause. William Barrington. Charles Cooke.
Here.
George Messerschmidt. Jack Popejoy Proxy.
Here.
Bob Grant. Jack Popejoy Proxy.
Here.
Joe Rude. Jack Popejoy.
Here.
Mike Avion. Jack Popejoy Proxy.
Here.
Sigrid Olson. Jack Popejoy Proxy.
Here.
Dick McKinnon. Jack Popejoy Proxy.
Here.
William Hamilton. Clifford Schwab Proxy.
Here.
Juno Auxiliary 6, President Bruce Popejoy.
Here.
Delegate at Large Eddie Kendler.
Here.
Rita Oleo. Bertha Goats Proxy. Elaine Bergen.
Here.
Catherine Shaw.
Here.
Jean Cockington. Thelma Peterson.
Here.
Mary Collins.
Here.
Mary Rudolph. Jane Dehart and Schwab Proxy.
Here.
Annette McElroy. Maxine Race.
Here.
Ray Booth.
Here.
Elizabeth Warwick. Zelda Hershey.
Here.
Virginia Post.
Here.
Olive Layton.
Here.
Harriet McKell.
Here.
Valley Eagle Number 7, Slim Blige, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large Robert Clifton.
Here.
Delegates Truck Egan, Bing Fredrickson Proxy, and Bing Fredrickson. Valley Eagle Number 2, Marie Blatt, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large George Clifton.
Here.
Iris Fredrickson. Cynthia Smith. Seward Eagle Number 9, Robert Ritchie, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large Robert Beisner.
Here.
Leo Rhodes.
Here.
Harold Davis.
Here.
Joel Moss. Albert Culberson.
Here.
Van Sid.
Here.
Seward Auxiliary Number 9, President. Harry Beisner.
Here.
Delegate at Large Eva Culberson.
Here.
Amy Hitt.
Here.
Barbara Shay.
Here.
Jean Edge. Gateway Eagle Number 12, President Alf Nor. Gateway Auxiliary 13, Dorothy Devar. Anchor Eagle 15, President Louis Alcazar. Delegate at Large Ed Dodd. Charles O. Brown.
Here.
Bruce Cannon.
Here.
Lawrence Sajak.
Here.
Fred Hill.
Here.
Ferris McAllister.
Here.
F.P. Phillips.
Present.
Howard Berger.
Here.
Edwin Winnick.
Honored.
William Craig.
Here.
Rodney Bird.
Here.
James Travis.
Here.
Robert Mosher.
Here.
John Holzina.
Here.
Donald Allen. Ray Wolf. Fred Braun.
Here.
Kirk Enberg.
Here.
Gene Smith. Ed Tomko. Ed Barber.
Here.
Anchor Auxiliary Number 4, Louise Brown, President. Selma Smith, Delegate at Large.
Here.
Janet Barber.
Here.
Lily Stokes.
Here.
Irene Braun.
Here.
Stella Osager. Violet Johnson.
Here.
Sheila Bird.
Here.
Muriel File.
Here.
Pauline Berger.
Here.
Nancy McAllister.
Here.
Anita Angeli. Laverne Hill.
Here.
Ruth Dodd. Esther Wolf. Kay Butcher.
Here.
Alice Hosinger.
Here.
Eileen Stretz.
Here.
Chet Kennedy, 16. Roger. Rob Rogers, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large. Peter Greenley. E.J. Henry.
Here.
R.R. Hall. Paul Hanselman.
Here.
Otto Johansson.
Here.
Donald Gilbert.
Here.
James Ryan.
Here.
J. Terry Thompson, Peter Greenley, Proxy. Chet Kennedy, Auxiliary 7. Sidney Nelson, President.
Here.
Calva Brinsley, Delegate at Large.
Here.
Otto Johansson.
Here.
Lucy Hewitt. Virginia Steiner.
Here.
Alice Thompson. Audie Johansson Proxy.
Here.
Nettie Hansen.
Here.
Marie Gunderson.
Here.
Opal Dome.
Here.
Cleo Ryan.
Here.
Libby Oaksmith. Calva Brinsley Proxy.
Here.
Cordova 19. Frank Burns, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large Albert Roth.
Yep.
Delegate Don Gilbert. Tom Jackson. Martin Sanderson.
Here.
Gary Cochran. Yogi Peterson.
Here.
Bud Vigil.
Here.
Cordova Authority Five. President Leo Stein.
Here.
Delegate at Large Emma Sanderson.
Here.
Doris Anderson.
Here.
Marion Jackson.
Here.
Wrangell Business 21. Bangerman President. John Ricky.
Here.
Carl Michelson. S. Ruth Johnson. Situate Business 22. President Frank Richards. Delegate at Large Max Dorman.
Here.
Frank Kuhn.
Here.
Marvin Kinsler.
Here.
Fifth Delegate Number 12. President Ann Norman. Delegate at Large Keith Teresa Ripley.
Present.
Bernadette Knight. Alpha Kinberg.
Present.
Maxine Brimm. Petersburg Regional 26. John Severson. Petersburg Authority Number 10. Goldie Severson. Gillingham 28. President S. A. Sagholm. Palmer Regional 31. Jerry Wilkinson. Present. From Douglas. Delegate at Large Oliver Anka.
Here.
Carol Stevens.
Here.
Carol Dinkle.
Here.
Tom Munson.
Here.
Robert Ridgely.
Here.
Walter Keelan.
Here.
Palmer Auxiliary 31. Betty Wilkins.
Here.
Laura Monson. Delegate at Large.
Present.
Esther Hansen.
Here.
Francis Dinkle.
Here.
Vivian Keelan.
Here.
Dorothy Anka.
Here.
Total 192.
Secretary, would you read the names of the grant officers, see if they're present?
President John Swanson.
Here.
First Vice President Patrick LeVay.
Here.
Second Vice President Axel Edlin.
Here. Here.
William Reyes.
Here.
Chaplain Robert Hanson.
Here.
Treasurer Robert Dyer. Secretary Glenda Ridge, Recorder Vera Siders, Sergeant of Arms Robert Huffman,
here.
Inner Guard Robert William Hopkins,
here.
Trustee 3 years William Hanlon,
here.
William Schaefer,
here.
Trustee 2 years Marvin Chase, Grant Nelson, Trustee 1 year Jack Thompson,
here.
And Fred McGill. Past Grand Presidents. Albert Cotton.
Here.
Carl Lockville. Saul J. Urey.
Here.
Wayno Henderson.
Here.
Robert Gore.
Here.
William Stoll. Adolph Stock. Donald Engel.
Here.
Herman Lear.
Here. If there's no objection at this time, I'll declare a quorum present. Any objection?
What?
Would the delegate, one of the delegates from Stewart, Del Zentmeyer, come forward, please?
You're a good man, Herman.
Brother Del, maybe come approach me and she said to give this back to you.
Well, thank you very much.
With the lady that lost modern maternity, would you care for her magazine? Somebody said, Norm said it was in somebody's briefcase. He didn't know how it got there.
It was in my briefcase. I don't know how it got there.
Is there any announcements at this time? Any important announcements?
This lady, she's the president of the auxiliary, Eagle number 1, and she lost the Kodak Instamatic 45 camera in a case. She doesn't know now whether she went in the liquor store and pounded this camera for a bottle of booze or not, but it's gone anyway. So if anybody can find this camera and return it to Ruth McLean, we'd be appreciative. All right, now the second announcement. My wife got up this morning, she couldn't find her brassiere. If anybody, you boys found a Wait a minute now. No, she told me later she didn't find it. But I was suspecting that some of the boys had taken it over last night. But that's all the announcements I had. Now, when I'm still up here, I would like to say I show my appreciation to Igloo number 31 and Auxiliary 11, Palmer, for all the hospitality and all the goodwill that they have given to us in this convention. And I really appreciate it. And I'll do the same thing for you folks when you come to know me in 1975. Thank you.
There's a note passed to me. Alpha Kinberg lost a jade earring.
Not jade. It's agate.
Agate? Agate earring. They had jade down here. So if anybody finds an agate earring, they can return it to Alpha Kinberg. At this time, we'll have a report from the Resolutions Committee. Brother Barber, would you care to come forward?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Resolutions Committee met this morning at 9 a.m. over in the Matanuska Valley Hotel and approved unanimously the resolutions before them at that time. Namely, Resolution number 2, whereas the 57th session of the Grand Igloo, Pioneers of Alaska, assembled in the city of Palmer on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of September, 1973, desire to express their heartfelt appreciation to all who have made the convention so successful and enjoyable. Therefore, be it resolved that the delegates of the Grand Igloo and the Grand Officers of the Pioneers of Alaska express their sincere appreciation and gratitude to the following. General Chairman Harry Wilkins, President, Palmer Igloo 31, Co-Chairman Benny Wilkins, President, Auxiliary Number 11. Pardon. Convention Activities Chairman Harold Stephan. All members of Igloo Number 31 and Auxiliary Number 11 who have labored long, diligently, and unselfishly to make the 73 convention stay of the delegates and visitors a most enjoyable one. Mayor Jack Mays, Hartley Motors for 2 courtesy cars, Kirk Sales and Service for a courtesy car, Matt Susitma Burrow, Assembly for use of facilities at the Community Center for meetings, Palmer Elks Lodge number 1842 for use of Elks Hall for hospitality party and men's luncheon, Palmer Moose Lodge number 793 for Sunday breakfast, Matt Sue Burrow Schools for use of Central Gym for skip night and grand ball and use of high school cafe for women's luncheon. To all committee members and others who work behind the scenes to make this convention a grand success, former Governor Walter J. Hickel, Speaker for the Grand Banquet, Senator Yalmer Katula, Master of Ceremonies for the Grand Banquet, we further resolve that copies of this resolution be sent to those listed above. Brother Grand President, I move that the report of your Resolutions Committee on Resolution number 2 be accepted by this body.
I'll second that motion.
You heard the motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Resolution number 3. Whereas the 7th legislature of the state of Alaska passed enabling legislation for the construction of new pioneer homes at Anchorage and Cotswold and additions to the pioneer homes at Fairbanks and Palmer, and whereas construction costs for labor and material are rapidly escalating, resulting in a very possible shortage of funds to accomplish the original construction contemplated, and whereas there are many applicants waiting for entry into the additional space these additional facilities will provide, and whereas there has now lapsed nearly 2 years since the authorization of this construction by the Alaska State Legislature, now therefore be it resolved by the members of the Pioneers of Alaska at its 57th Annual Convention, assembled in Palmer, Alaska from September 20th to 23rd, 1973, that the state officials responsible, be respectfully requested to get on with the actual work necessary to accomplish the construction of these quarters so vital to those rugged, pioneering individuals who have had such a hand in the development of the great state of Alaska. Copies of this resolution shall be mailed to the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of Alaska, and the Honorable George Easley, Commissioner of Public Works, State of Alaska. Mr. Grand President, I move the adoption of resolution number 3 as presented and approved by your resolutions committee.
I second.
You heard resolution number 3. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Question.
All those in favor vote by the usual voting sign. Those opposed? So carried.
Resolution number 4. Whereas the 7th legislature of the state of Alaska passed legislation authorizing the payment of an honorarium called the longevity bonus to those senior citizens who had participated in the pioneer development of the great state of Alaska, who were 65 years of age or older, and who had lived in the state for some period of 25 consecutive years, part of which was on or before January 3, 1959, without any period of absence from the state for 6 or more consecutive months. And whereas the cost of living has been escalating rapidly in Alaska and the other states of our great nation, and whereas it is now understood that effective January 1, 1974, the United States Department of Revenue has decreed that all sums paid as an honorarium by the state of Alaska will be subject to income tax collection, and whereas it is also understood that this honorarium will act in some cases as a reduction of Social Security payments to retired senior citizens and those receiving veterans payments. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Pioneers of Alaska at its 57th Annual Convention assembled in Palmer, Alaska, from September 20th to 22nd, 73, that our congressional delegation in Washington be respectfully requested to endeavor to obtain relief from having this honorarium considered as a regular income subject to the collection of taxes or reduction of payment of benefits earned by senior citizens through participation in our various wars or payment during the course of a lifetime of employment. Copies of this resolution shall be mailed to the Honorable Ted Stevens, U.S. Senator from Alaska, the Honorable Mike Gravel, U.S. Senator from Alaska, and the Honorable Don Young, Congressman from Alaska. Mr. Grand President, I move the adoption of resolution number 4 as approved by the Resolutions Committee.
I second that.
Resolution number 4 has been read and moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor vote by the usual voting sign. Those opposed? So carried.
At this time, I'd like to express my appreciation to a very hard and efficient working committee for a resolution. Thank you all.
Thank you. Brother Ed, all the officers and I'm sure everybody wishes to thank you too. And I know President Norm here thanks you because you have really done a wonderful job. Is there any other unfinished business to come before this order? Any new business?
I had a phone call. A wire from Al Moore in Skagway. He said he was very sorry that they didn't have delegates to the convention, but the Panama Yukon people were coming up on the Wickersham and were having a celebration in the AB Hall, and they felt that they should stay in Skagway. I didn't get the copy, but it will be mailed to me.
Thank you, Vida. I believe it was Friday, something was mentioned about having pamphlets turned out for the on the Constitution in small book form so the members could have them. There's some discussion among several of the past presidents just with the chairman of the Constitution Committee, he recommended that the matter be turned over to his committee and that they would check on, do the research back to make sure everything is in order, get prices or bids on publishing, printing and publishing the booklet, and report back at the next meeting. Is there been any further discussion from the floor on that matter? Is there any objection if the chair turns this over to the Constitution Committee to report at the next meeting? It'll be turned over to the Constitution Committee. Brother Bill, you... he isn't here right now. He's back there. He heard me. He's got a job for this winter. And I'm sure he'll do a good job, he and his committee. Is there any new business to come before the order?
Mr. President.
Brother Rick.
I'd like to suggest that the dates of next year's convention do not coincide with the Wickersham trip.
I'm quite sure, unless that foreign government, foreign buyer that is going to buy the Wickersham backs out, there won't be no Wickersham next year, but I'm sure there'll be some trips, probably toward the last of the season, on one of the other ferries. And I believe we'll be asking at the new, or later in the meeting here, we'll be asking for next year's meeting site, and they will come forward and give us some dates. No further new business. It's rather odd that there's very little new business this meeting, but if there's no further new business, if I don't...
There is some recess. This is a question about the pioneers of Alaska. So many of them misunderstand. If they were to go into the home, they would lose everything they had. They have to sign over everything. And this has been going on for years and years. And many of them I've talked to have always had the idea that they would have to turn over all their estate and everything else. I try to explain to them that their estate would only be attached, or in the event of their demise, be attached for the amount owed the state their keep in the home or the hospital or whatever. And I believe it would be, I don't know how to go about this, but it would be, in some way we could get through, make it publicly known that this is not a situation that exists. And this is, I've been working in the home that I've run out of this many times. And since this, I run out of many old timers in the state that have had this stigma or thing about going to the home for fear of having to turn over everything they have. Now, some of them don't have it, and some do, but this is should be cleared up.
Thank you, brother. I myself have had a lot of old timers and just people that are qualified to go into the home. They believe that they're going to lose everything, and I think it would be my own opinion. I'm going to ask other opinions from the floor, but my own opinion, personal opinion, be due to the fact that many of these older people, I myself included, forget what was told you the day before, that this problem would come up, and each igloo, an auxiliary, should kind of educate their own members to answer those questions on the street. They come up, you can tell them today, and I know I'm going to get there. I'm getting there faster every day, and they've got it tomorrow. It seems to me that Christmas is just day before yesterday, and there's another one around the corner. We forget awful easy the things they're told us, and I think each igloo, and there's igloos in most all the towns, should encourage their members to educate them a little bit, explain everything to them, and then so they can go and answer that question, because it'll be asked right out of the blue sky right on the street. And that's the time you have to answer. You can put out publications and they don't mean much. They get lost in the shuffle. I even lost my last year's certificate. I wondered where it was for almost a year, and Norm told me a couple days ago he said, found it in that suitcase.
I didn't know you lost, Brother Hammond.
Was there any further discussion on that matter? Do you think your grandma should take any further action on that? Is that satisfactory?
I'd like to ask one question about that.
Brother Redding.
I'm clearing my own mind as to where this information is available that tells you exactly what it was. Is it available through the igloos to give out to their membership? What is the law? How does the law read? Do we know that, or is it available to them?
Well, Brother Ridley, I have read the law, but like I say, I forgot what it exactly said. Maybe Brother Gore could give us a little more information on that. Brother Robert, do you want to come forward here?
I think I can do it from here, Brother Herman. Brothers and sisters, Grand President Norm, Acting Grand President Herman, the information is available at any of the Pioneer homes. When you apply for an application to the home, you're really given this information. And what it is this. I'm aware of the misconception that many people have about the about their property and so forth. What the law is that the state is not going to dispossess anyone of any property, any of their property, if they should go into one of the homes. You can go in either one of two ways. A person can go in as a paying guest, or they can go in, if they're not able to pay their way to go in, they can go in by application is for admission. And they come in and the state takes care of the expenses. If you have a home and your family is living in the home at the time you go in, something should happen to you while you're in the Pioneer's home, if you should pass away, the state does have a lien against your property for the amount of care that they have expended on. And the way they figure it, under the law, is $180 a month if you're in the hospital wing, $235 in the hospital wing and $180 if you're in the guest wing. And believe me, this is quite a bargain. Because in the Pioneer Home Board, we've been given information to indicate that it costs the state just about $1,100 per person in the home. So if one should die while he's in the home, nothing happens to his property unless there are no heirs. If he has heirs, the heirs continue to live on in the house, or home, the family home, till such time as they decide to sell a home or something should happen to them. When that particular piece of property comes up for disposition into an estate, the state of Alaska enforces their lien to the amount of whatever it should be for the care it has accumulated. And that's what it is, plain and simple, and the information is available at any of the Pioneer homes, or it's available from the Department of Administration in Juneau, or from anyone on the Pioneer Home Advisory Board. I don't know the section, I can't quote you the section and number of the law that this is from, but I'm sure it can be gotten from the Pioneer Homes or from the Department of Administration. Maybe Brother Ed might remember that page in the... No, he doesn't either. So, but that's what it is. It's not complicated. And it's the state isn't the ogre just waiting for the guests to die so they can go throw out the widow and children and sell the house. This is the conception that a lot of people have. This is not it at all. Never worked that way and never will. So, if there's anything more on it that I can add, be glad to later.
Thanks, Brother Bob. Brother Saul wants to say a word there. I see he had his hand up.
Thank you. Well, I don't know whether all the pioneers know this or not, entrance to the Pioneers' home is not just for pioneers of Alaska like we are. Individuals who do not belong to an igloo, if they meet the requirements of 65 years of age and 15 years in Alaska, they also are admitted to the Pioneers' home.
Thank you, Brother Stahl. Any more questions? Frank Phillips. Frank?
May I inquire the title of the law?
Well, they couldn't remember the numbers of it. Yeah, you could probably find it in Anchorage, or you could probably sometime inquire over here at this home. They probably have copies of it there. There's no further questions? Is there any other new business? I still can't figure out why there isn't any new business. Well, I don't see no hands up, so... Would you read the report of the nominating committee? Would you read the names again of the officers elect? Oh, Mr. Stoltz has it.
Brother Guy can probably get it.
We just want to read the names off, and then we'll ask the nominations on the floor. Mr. Secretary, will you read the names of the officers elect?
Grand President Patrick Lloyd. First Vice President Cass Edmonds. Second Vice President William Ray. Historian Robert Hanson. Treasurer Robert Dyer. Secretary Roger Ridge. Recorder Harold Siders. Chaplain Robert Hoffman. Sergeant at Arms William Hoskins. Inner Guard Robert Tipton. Trustee 3 years Slim Blood. And Tom McElroy, trustee 2 years, William Schaefer, and Bill Sandman, 1 year, Marvin Chase, and Grant Johnson.
If you've heard the names of the officers elect, at this time I will open the... take them off the table and open them for nominations from the floor. Is there any nominations from the floor for the president? Any nominations, further nominations for president-elect? Any further nominations for first vice-elect? Any nominations for second vice-elect? Any nominations for chaplain? For historian? For secretary? For recording secretary? For treasurer? Sergeant of arms? For inner guard? For trustees 3 year? Trustees 2 year? Trustees 1 year? I hope I got them all.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion that the nominees all be approved and accepted.
In other words, Brother Saul, you want to make a motion nomination to close?
Right.
Brother Grant, I second Brother Saul's motion, and I'd like to ask him to accept the amendment that the Grand Secretary be instructed to cast a unanimous ballot for all officers, except the Grand Secretary, and the Grand Recorder be instructed to cast a unanimous ballot for the Grand Secretary.
I accept the amendment.
You've heard the motion. And the second the amendment. Is there any question? No, there's no question. No objection, right? All right. If there's no objection, any objection from the floor? So ordered. I believe at this time there's have to have a motion on the secretary, did you have, did you exclude the secretary?
I included, yeah, the grand recorder is going to cast the ballot for the secretary.
Oh, you got that all taken care of.
I did.
At this time, I would, I believe we've gone through the order of business for this afternoon. I don't believe there's any we can call for announcements later. This time I'd like to announce that we, Brother Norm asked past Grand President Bill Stolt to be an installing officer, and he's already accepted, and he will be making up his committee. And in the meantime, we will call a recess until called to order by the installing Grand President.